looking for stories about the Black community and you don't want to wait until, oh, I don't know, February? Then check out Beyond Black History Month, the podcast that tells inclusive stories year-round. Like how today's labor movement is connected to the civil rights movement, and why Black neighborhoods keep getting hit with water crisis after water crisis.
We're still being charged for water that we can't use.
Listen and subscribe to Beyond Black History Month on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts from. Looking for stories about the Black community and you don't want to wait until, oh, I don't know, February? Then check out Beyond Black History Month, the podcast that tells inclusive stories year-round. Like how today's labor movement is connected to the civil rights movement, and why Black neighborhoods keep getting hit with water crisis after water crisis.
We're still being charged for water that we can't use.
Listen and subscribe to Beyond Black History Month on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts from.
The testament to how much Isaac, our former technical director, used to pay attention to me, that he did an open to an hour with Kenny Loggins because he knows I'm a secret Kenny Loggins fan. Well, not so secret anymore. It's like the Backstreet Boys thing. I used to be a closet Backstreet Boys fan. Just no longer something that I can keep to myself, something I can hide. And I also think Kenny Loggins is supremely talented. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. It is our hump show, though, of course, the atypical hump show. What's special about this hump show is that once we get over the hump, we are staring down the barrel of the NFL season, and it is a doozy. It packs a punch, does it not? We are about to kick off the 2022 NFL campaign with Bills and Rams and all of the buzz and the excitement around a team that is the defending Super Bowl champion in its own stadium where it won the Super Bowl. But against a team that has all of the Super Bowl aspirations of now a couple of years building up. Can't wait to see how it starts. But then week one Sunday in all of its glory. Oh my gosh. I don't think I'm ready for it. I'm not sure there's any way to actually get ready for it. You just got to dive in. And so, ready or not, here it comes. It feels like the NFL never went away. But this is for reals now. We can stop talking about quarterback competitions and who got slighted and who's mad and who said what. Nah, it's just about getting out there and hearing actual football. I'm so excited.
Nothing like having the ball in your hands.
Oh no, that means we have to hear Aaron Rodgers too, though. We're live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. You need to know what it takes for a home to fit your budget and your family. Rocket can. It's a weird, wacky, somewhat wild start to a Wednesday. We've got Hump Show, yes. We've got Ask Amy Anything, yes. We've got still me, your host, trying to get back into the rhythm and groove. I can't even lie to you and tell you that I'm there yet because I'm totally not. But it feels like a good time to just kind of rip the Band-Aid off. So thank you for all your questions to our show Twitter, to our Facebook page. We've got a YouTube channel as well. If you haven't joined us on Survivor Island, we're going to let you know because some of you tried and it didn't work. That's our fault. So we fixed it. So a lot to do in these next 2 hours, but we start with your questions.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Time to ask Amy anything. Sort of.
Hit me with your best shot. Fire away.
All right, I already did the intro, so you know, you're up, Jay. Go.
A lot of questions to start this one have to do with your vacation, if people want to know what you were up
to. It was boring, so I already told you. Jay tried to be really kind about it, and like, oh, that sounds great. But I could hear it in his voice. It doesn't sound great to anybody but me.
I don't know. Pool, puzzles, hanging out. Sounds pretty good to me. But we'll start here with this one. Mike wants to know, since you mentioned you were reading in the pool, what types, genres of books do you like to read?
I love Victorian murder mysteries, so Victorian England murder mysteries, Jane Austen period literature, to be sure. And that's actually what I was reading, is a Jane Austen mystery. It's a particular author who did a ton of research and has a degree in Jane Austen history and Jane Austen period literature. And so she did an entire murder mystery series that Jane could have solved when she was still on the planet. So anyway, lots of Victorian murder mysteries, but I also really enjoy reading spy novels too. I got a couple of authors that I'm big into with spy novels. And then I kind of rotate through as well Star Wars books. So those are kind of the three different genres that I read and go back and forth with. So finished a Victorian murder mystery and I'm about to start another one. But I also brought a new Star Wars book home from vacation. So we'll see.
And this is just a question from me now. Those Star Wars books are canon, right?
It depends on how you define canon. How do you define canon?
Fitting into the Lucas canon story.
Meaning Lucas.
Lucas.
Well, that's called Legends now. Canon is overtaken, dominated by Disney. So technically, Disney paid for the canon, and they're rewriting some of it. I do not ascribe to that. I am George Lucas canon all the way. So, yes, these are Legends books. They're original canon.
So now, sticking on the trip, Kent wants to know, how did Penny react when you walked in the door?
She barely noticed. My gosh, the dog, maybe her hearing is worse than I thought. She came to the door, like she does when anyone shows up at the door. She gave me a couple of tail wags, and that was it, and then went back and laid down. I was like, all right. My dog does not ever miss me. She'll be more excited when I walk in the door on Wednesday morning because she knows it's time to eat. The dog does not care when I'm gone. Seriously, I work my fingers to the bone. No, I don't. I work really hard so I can pay for all her meds and keep her alive. And the dog doesn't care. She's either too tired to care or didn't even know I was gone. It's one of those. So she wagged her tail, but she would wag her tail if Kent walked in the door, too. She wagged her tail when Jay walked in the door. I always say to my mom, the dog does not love me nearly as much as I love her.
You're going to get home and she's going to be ecstatic to see you again.
Well, because it's breakfast time. That's why.
So Steven wants to know, when was the last time you went to a zoo?
Nashville. Summer of 2021, we took my mom on a trip to Mammoth Cave, Kentucky, and Nashville for her 75th birthday. And we love zoos. Mom loves the zoo, but me and my nieces, we also love the zoo. So we took her to the Nashville Zoo, and it was awesome. It was freaking hot. We couldn't finish the whole thing. It was like we were on the Savannah Plains or the Sahara Desert with the elephants. We couldn't even finish the whole zoo because my mom got super hot. And so we did the Nashville Zoo as much as we could manage, and it was amazing. Before that, it was the Houston Zoo, actually, celebrating her 70th birthday. So those are the last two zoos I've been to. I've never been to a zoo in the New York City area, though I hear there are a couple of real nice ones, but I've never been to one.
Bronx Zoo, it's up there.
Yeah, I'm not going to be ventured into the Bronx on my own anytime soon, so
yeah,
it's just going to have to sit there.
Patty wants to know now, are you a beach or a lake person?
Beach, all the way. Not even a lake person at all, actually. When I was growing up in New Hampshire, we were on Lake Winnipesaukee and Newfound Lake almost every weekend during the season because we had a ski boat. But I am much more a beach person. It's funny because I was talking to my mom about retiring in Montana at whatever point I retire and want to move to Montana. But the problem is it's not a state that has ocean. And I don't know if I can do that. I don't know if I can be that far away from the ocean. So then I pivoted and said, Mom, let's buy a beach house in South Carolina, some tiny little cottage somewhere, where we can have an investment. And that way we can always have someplace to go. So she's in. I mean, who knows how I would ever come up with that kind of money. But still, I think as much as I love the idea of living on a ranch and retiring on a ranch in Montana, I don't know if I can be that far away from the ocean. That'd be scary.
Eric asks now, a little bit of weather. What country?
A little bit of weather?
A little weather related.
Oh.
Okay. Is there a country you'd like to go skiing in?
The Swiss Alps. I mean, I feel like if you're going to go skiing outside the United States of America, it would have to be Switzerland and the Alps. And I know the Alps are in other countries, but the Swiss Alps are the ones that I've always wanted to see.
Going back to the Houston trip for just a second here, Doug wants to know, what did you buy at Bucky's?
Candy.
Nice.
Candy and some other snacks and some drinks. We didn't actually, and gas. We didn't actually buy a ton this time. I've spent money at Bucky's before, but this time it was for my favorite candy, cherry sours. If you ever go to Buc-ee's again, try the cherry sours. They are the absolute best.
Larry wants to know, while you were at Buc-ee's, did you try any kolaches? Am I saying that correctly?
Kolaches.
Kolaches?
No, no, I didn't actually. So this time we didn't eat there. Sometimes we do eat there on Sunday after church, but we had a ton of leftovers. So we did not. We just went home and ate leftovers on Sunday. And then I cooked for Mom and Mike on Sunday evening. I baked for my mom both Saturday and Sunday. So she finished up the first round of baked goods. And then I baked her a second round of baked goods. And she had originally told me she was going to bake with me. Ha ha. I should never have fallen for that. But she loves to eat what I bake. And I told her I'd bake her a whole pan of her favorite, which is the oatmeal caramel chewy bars. And she could put them in the freezer and have them whenever she wanted. So she was very excited about that.
Well, we'll keep it on the food here now. Nigel wants to know, do you like peanut butter and jelly sandwiches?
I do. I'm not a great jelly fan per se. I prefer blackberry preserves or blueberry or peach, apricot. But I do anything with peanut butter, except for a hamburger. I tried peanut butter on a hamburger 2 summers ago. It was a complete and utter disappointment. So I'll never do that again, but I do love peanut butter.
You want to hear Nigel's follow-up to that question?
I don't know. You tell me, do I?
All right. Yes. Have you ever tried them grilled, made with mayo instead of butter?
Would you like to answer that question for me?
Do people put butter on a PB&J? Is that a normal thing?
I don't. My mother does, but I don't. I don't think that was really the question. The question was about the mayo.
I know, but even the butter threw me off. I never put butter, so there's no way I would put mayo on a PB&J. That sounds terrible.
I don't eat mayo. I despise mayo. I can't even stand the smell of mayonnaise. So it's like mayonnaise and beer, two things I cannot stand the smell of. So, no.
We'll keep it drinks now here.
I feel like beer kind of would go with a peanut butter and jelly and mayo sandwich. You're going to be like ruining a PB&J with mayo. You might as well have a beer with it, too. Wash it down.
Horrible. So Michael wants to know, what's your favorite beverage with your sit-down dinner? As opposed to a stand-up dinner, I suppose?
Or a drive-through dinner. Don't you do a lot of drive-through dinners, Jay?
I do.
Yeah. My favorite drink with dinner is milk. I love milk. I would drink milk every single meal. It's not, I've had to like curb that a little bit as I've gotten older, but I'm a huge milk fan. Water is another beverage. But if you're asking me if I like adult beverages with my meal, we're an Italian family, so I guess. I'm not a huge wine drinker, but my mom and I will have a glass of Riesling every now and then. For the most part, though, I'm either water, milk with my meals. Usually water.
Occasional Dr. Pepper?
Yes, if I'm doing a Wendy's drive-thru like you, but you said sit-down dinner.
Well, so, I sit down when I eat those.
In your car. Yes, you are sitting in your car. Yes.
So this one has come up before, I feel like, but a couple weeks ago, I asked, what was your favorite just overall cartoon? And now BK wants to know, who is your favorite cartoon character?
Well, I love the cartoon Scooby-Doo. And when I was younger, my favorite character was Daphne. I liked both Fred and Daphne. Actually, I liked them all. But at the time, I would say Daphne was my favorite. She was a goof. She was blonde, and she was she's goofy. That would be my favorite cartoon overall. But there are many other cartoons that I also loved watching. I loved old Tom and Jerry stuff. What else did we have when we were kids that I really enjoyed? The Roadrunner, Wile E. A. Coyote. Those are all old cartoons that we would watch on Saturday mornings.
And this one here comes from Michael, who I guess knows that the Detroit Lions are the After Hours adopted team that's going into this season. He wants to know, has Hard Knocks changed your perception of the Lions at all?
Well, it just made me more excited for Dan Campbell. I really want him and the Lions to succeed. I want them to finally break through and reward their fan base with Dan Campbell as the head coach. I would run through a wall for the guy, and I don't even know what he's talking about half the time. But he's amazing. I mean, and he swears that's just who he is. And I love how he says, I swear to you, I'm not a lunatic. I'm not insane. But the fact is, he is exactly that. And I said to my mom just a couple days ago, my motto in life, find people who are your kind of crazy. I mean, I feel like Dan Campbell's my kind of crazy. Again, I have no idea what he's talking about half the time, but It fits me. It gives me.
Who says
me,
we can't get flexed?
See what I mean? I mean, everything he says, it's like Mike Tomlin. Different, because Mike Tomlin's vocabulary fascinates me. But Dan Campbell's one of those guys I could listen to, even though half the time it goes way over my head.
It gives you that tingle.
But he is generating a lot of enthusiasm, a lot of excitement. He's different. There's no other coach in the NFL like him for obvious reasons. And I'm rooting for them with Dan Campbell as their fearless leader.
All right, we'll close out here with a little rapid
fire. Wait, hold on. I just saw this question pop up from Alfredo. I don't know if that's his real name. Hi, Amy. Who throws the best party, you or producer James? Would you care to answer?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, I've never been to a party with producer James. So I have no idea. I've never been to a party that he's thrown. I don't think he throws parties. When was the last time you threw a party?
Oh, it's been a while. Long time. Yeah. At least 5 years, 10 years. 5 years.
And I don't generally throw parties for people at work. So I throw parties for people who I don't work with, but I don't throw parties for people at work, usually. So I don't know if we can answer that question. I'm not sure we'll ever be at the same party, so I don't know.
There are balloons in here, actually, right now.
Not for us.
No, not for us.
No. Things happen when I'm gone.
We're ending off here on a little rapid fire. History or science fiction?
History.
Tacos or burritos?
No burritos ever. Tacos. Ooh.
Silver or gold?
For what?
Necklaces.
Gold.
Taj Mahal or the Colosseum?
Are we speaking of the Colosseum in Rome?
In Rome.
Oh, I just want to make sure you were not referring to Oakland Colosseum. Taj Mahal. I'll go Rome just because my family's Italian.
I like it. Stop using paper towels or stop using plastic.
I will never stop using paper towels. I love them. They are my favorite kitchen item. I use paper towels more than I use napkins, more than I use dish towels. I love paper towels. Only Bounty, too. I'm a Bounty snob when it comes to paper towels. What else am I giving up?
Or plastic. Paper or plastic. Or, like, you know, plastic forks or knives. Or.
I mean, I can use actual utensils, right?
Yeah, you can.
Okay. Yeah, I could give up plastic if I had to. What? I do dishes. Oh, want to hear something really funny? I had a house sitter, and my power went out the night before I left, and it went out early in the cycle of my dishwasher, and so because of that, the dishwasher stopped very early in the cycle, and I needed it to wash a couple of Penny's dishes, so I restarted it, which meant it was still wet when I left the house to go to the airport last Wednesday, and I told the house sitter, hey, if you need any clean dishes, they're in the dishwasher. It's all still in there. I guess she didn't need, I'm not really sure. There's a lot of weird, strange food in my fridge. Things that
like
I.
What?
Well, an opened can of olives just sitting in my fridge. Like, I don't mind that you leave stuff, because she's coming back to house it for me when I go to Wisconsin in 10 days. So I don't mind that she leaves stuff in my fridge, but an open can of olives.
Like, no lid on it, you're saying?
Just, it's an open can, just sitting there, just like in the fridge.
No, you got to get rid of those.
Well, I'm going to put them in a plastic baggie. She also left a bunch of other things. Like, she clearly made a pepperoni pizza. So there were the makings of the pepperoni pizza. But yeah, so here's also kind of crazy. I put it in the freezer, but she left chicken cutlets. In 10 days, those things will smell to high heaven if I left them in the fridge.
Yeah.
So I put it in the freezer. Yeah. Also, some of my cookies are gone from the freezer. I think she found them.
So she leaves chicken in the fridge where it's going to be stink, goes into your freezer, takes your cookies. I don't know. That's not good fridge etiquette.
There's no, I mean, I told her to help herself, so she clearly found the cookies.
I hope she doesn't, when she's in her own home, though, doesn't, like, leave chicken in the fridge for 2+ weeks, because, yeah, that you can get sick doing
that. What is something else that's really crazy? The first night that I was gone, Wednesday night, I had gotten to Houston, and she texts me asking me about my washer, as in my washer and dryer.
First night.
She wasn't even in the house, like, 5 hours. And I'm like, oh. Well, so I said to my mom, like, do you think she made a big mess and is trying to wash something up? But then she couldn't figure out how to use it, so I had to explain it to her. And I was like, why? I said to my mom, why is she doing laundry? She just got there. My mom said, maybe she doesn't have a washer at her house and she's doing laundry, which makes me happy because I say to people, my house is your house. If you need something, if you need a place to stay, whatever. I mean, it's a gift to me and I want to share it with people. So good. She did multiple loads of laundry while she was there. In fact, the laundry was still warm when I got home on Tuesday.
Just doing laundry all day?
Yeah, so good for her. I wonder if she used my detergent, do you think? Or brought her own?
I would say probably use yours.
Also, is this strange that none of the towels I left had even been touched? Do you think she brought her own towels?
Or she maybe cleaned them and put them
No. I'm anal retentive. I know how I folded them and left them, and they have not been touched.
Did she just, like, bring her own towels
I don't
and use
know.
Them and
I'm asking you.
Those?
I was asking you what... Would you take your own towels if you were house sitting?
No, I wouldn't.
Has anyone ever asked you to house sit?
No.
I wonder why that is.
I would use the ones. Well, I guess I have my own house once in a while, but I would just use the ones that were in there if I were to do that.
Questions. All these questions that I'm not really sure how to answer. But I have to just trust her because she's back at my house in 10 days.
I mean, that wasn't going to be the worst thing in the world if she brings her own stuff. Hey.
What?
Comes prepared.
Okay, but maybe
don't
that's what she's
thing.
Washing in my laundry?
Yeah, it's a little bizarre.
Three times? At least three times that I know of in the course of 5 days.
Yeah, that's way too many times to use a washing machine for 5 days.
No, if she needs it, then she needs it. I'm fine. Just
yeah. Would you rather her do her own clothing or do her own stuff in there or like have spilt like pasta sauce on like your comforter and then was like, oh my gosh, I got to get it in there?
Why would she be spilling pasta sauce on my comforter?
I don't know. Or olives.
Maybe if I gave her some pasta sauce, she would actually use it. Huh.
All right.
Yeah. All right. Thank you for your questions. I have questions about my house sitter and I don't really know how to.
Looking for stories about the Black community and you don't want to wait until, February? Then check out Beyond Black History Month, the podcast that tells inclusive stories year round. Like how today's labor movement is connected to the civil rights movement and why Black neighborhoods keep getting hit with water crisis after water crisis.
We're still being charged for water that we can't use.
Listen and subscribe to Beyond Black History Month on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts from. Looking for stories about the Black community and you don't want to wait until, February? Then check out Beyond Black History Month, the podcast that tells inclusive stories year round. Like how today's labor movement is connected to the civil rights movement and why Black neighborhoods keep getting hit with water crisis after water crisis.
We're still being charged for water that we can't use.
Listen and subscribe to Beyond Black History Month on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts from. Looking for stories about the Black community and you don't want to wait until, February? Then check out Beyond Black History Month, the podcast that tells inclusive stories year round. Like how today's labor movement is connected to the civil rights movement and why Black neighborhoods keep getting hit with water crisis after water crisis.
We're still being charged for water that we can't use.
Listen and subscribe to Beyond Black History Month on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Answer them. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast. Listening to After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
We'll make the most of our time together, aight?
Pleasure to speak with you. I always have a great time.
Huge fan. So glad to have a female voice on sports radio.
I love you. I love listening to your show.
Girl makes the rules around here.
You are absolutely right, Amy.
I listen to you every morning on my way to work, and I appreciate, as do millions of others, that you report like you do.
Love it when chicks call the show. Boom!
It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Amy's taking your calls at 855-212-4CBS.
It's this weird calm before the storm, isn't it? It is. It's calm and yet all under the surface. It's about to blow. I can feel all of that as we build toward the first game of the football season coming up on Thursday night. So not even 48 hours from now. In fact, 48 hours from now, we'll be buried in Bills and Rams in preparation for the first Sunday of the NFL season. It'll be our first real football Friday as we wrap the work week, which will be awesome. We've had some faux football Fridays over the course of the last couple of months. Why? Because football really never went away. It was nonstop storylines all the way through the offseason, going back to, of course, the Super Bowl, but then right on the heels of that, the controversy over the combine and how they were initially going to have all these COVID protocols, but the agents protested and actually threatened to boycott the combine. And so for that reason, the NFL lifted all of its restrictions and all of its regulations. And from that point on, it's been pedal to the metal. All gas, no brakes is what Jay said to me earlier on the phone. And it's so true. The fact that we had storylines every week, really every month, and Deshaun Watson was right in the center of all of that. And now Deshaun Watson is, of course, nowhere to be found because he can't be around the team until he's mostly served his 11-game suspension. It's not just all of the tentacles from that. So Baker Mayfield in Carolina and what happens with the Browns behind that, but also the impact on the AFC North as well as the NFC South. And that's just one storyline. The number of wide receivers who received humongous contracts, fat contracts, and then changed teams while they were doing it, right? So some of these wide receivers were rewarded with their own teams, but more often this season, it was the headlines about quarterbacks getting paired up with new receivers. And even as producer Jay was doing one of his fantasy football drafts on Tuesday evening, we were on the phone kind of talking about work, trying to, but he was freaking out over his draft. And his option in, what was it, the first round, right? This was first round pick, the very first pick that you made. And you were or was it the second pick that you made? You were trying to decide what to do about receiver and whether or not you should draft Davante Adams.
That was the first round.
Oh, first round. So I remembered correctly. I mean, I kind of got lost in all the heart palpitations that he was having. So if I have an opportunity to draft Davante Adams in my round one, my draft comes up on Wednesday evening, but it's a 14 team league, and I'm not psyched about it. Last year was 12, and I felt like it was hard enough to get good players through the draft. 14?
It's a lot. It's a lot.
It is a lot. But I didn't push back on Cynthia Freeland as our commissioner, Cynthia, who was with us from the NFL Network right before I took my vacation. I didn't push back on it because whatever. I mean, it's not my league. But 14? Oy.
I mean, just knowing my league and like how thin the waiver wire is as it is with 12 teams, you're adding two more full rosters and two more people who are active on the waiver wire. There's going to be like third string running backs and like fifth string wide receivers who are going to be in starting lineups.
What point do I find out when I draft? I still don't know that.
What time is your draft?
The draft is, we'll say 15 hours from now.
I believe I'll check your app to see if I see it.
You'll check my app?
Yeah, because I'm not sure if maybe you could see it on your location from there, but I believe maybe like an hour before, something like that, 2 hours before.
I don't find out until an hour before. How else to come up with any strategy?
That's on your commissioner. So the commissioner's got to either set the order and put it in there for the order, or just, you know.
Wait, why should the commissioner be doing that?
I mean, I guess anyone who wants to do it can do it, but all you got to do is pull names out of a hat or just say, hey, you're picking eighth, and just someone's just got to do it.
Hmm. 15 hours, 42 minutes, and 53 seconds, in case you're wondering. There's a countdown. There's a countdown on the app, but there's no draft order unless I'm missing it somewhere and I just don't know how to look. But I do not see it anywhere. I see settings. I see my team name, which my team name never changes. I'm pretty happy with my team name. But I don't know when I'm drafting, so I'm not really sure. I could have the number one overall pick and not know what to do with
it. I would shoot a text.
They can't give me an hour to know how to choose number one overall.
I agree. See, I know my order. I've known my order for weeks.
You picked your order.
I did actually pick. You helped me pick my order, actually. That was an interesting way of doing it, but just the way my league
did
it.
Wait, my part was interesting?
No, just the way that my league decided where we picked names out of a hat and then whoever picked got selected out of the hat first got to choose what pick they wanted 1 through 12. Interesting. Worked out.
Was that something new? Do you guys do it differently every year?
We do. Whoever wins the league the year before gets to decide how we do it. It could be anything from a race to anything.
A race?
A race, sure.
As in with your feet?
Yeah, with anything.
What about the people who aren't in person?
They would have to like film it or something.
Huh. When you won the league, how did you set the draft?
I actually think I ended up just pulling it out of a hat because I ran out of time. But my idea was I wanted to do like a combine.
That is pathetic. You know that, right? That is pathetic.
Happens.
You were in charge of the draft and you ran out of time and drew numbers out of a hat.
Yeah. I wanted to set this whole thing up like a combine and like combine scores. But it was just became too much of a hassle. And I was like, all right, let's just figure this out.
Jay is the king of good ideas. I love him for that. He's got so many good ideas.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So, I have no idea how I'm drafting or when I'm drafting. I just know that it happens on Wednesday evening. And unlike producer Jay, who can multitask, well, kind of. I mean, I had to sit there and listen to him hyperventilate on the phone while he was drafting.
It's true.
I generally do not talk on the phone while I'm drafting, unless I'm running a team. What would you call it? Co-managing a team, which I've done in the past. That's super fun because then you draft at the same time. It's like this shot of adrenaline while you're on the phone together and you're drafting.
Yeah, you got a war room.
Figuring out. Oh, it's amazing. I've done that before with my mom's husband. We've done a couple of co-managing situations. But this year, I just have one draft. So if you have space in your fantasy football league, if you've not yet put it together and you need one more participant or one more team, Jay and I are in.
So in.
We'll co-manage it for you. But I just warn you, Jay he's serious about it.
It's no joke. It's no laughing matter here.
Wow. Okay, so I can't laugh at your team at all this season? Like none?
What if it's our team?
Okay, but what
no
about
laughing
at your team that you drafted a quarterback in the third round?
Okay, I mean, when you say it like that, it's the only quarterback who could be drafted in the third round.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
No, it's not. I made a terrible pick.
So that's my point. That's my point. Is I'm not allowed to laugh ever. I'm not allowed to laugh at you.
You can, but you got to understand that like my Sundays get ruined like by fantasy football. Sometimes.
We have work to do on Sundays. You better not show up here with some damn sad face about how your fantasy football team sucked.
I don't mix business and pleasure.
Oh, that. Right. Okay, that's so true. We're already going to do a Survivor pool together, not Survivor Island. We're doing that separately, but we're already doing a Survivor pool together. And what are we going to do? Draw names out of a hat when you can't figure it out?
I thought we're just going to run with the Lions every week.
I don't remember we talked about that strategy. Okay, so you can laugh at our Survivor pool, but I can't laugh at your fantasy football.
No, I'm very serious about the Survivor pool. We're going for gold.
Never mind. I just don't feel like we can be partners.
Well, for laughing at, I don't know. It's just hard to laugh at. We gotta give it at least like a little bit and like feel the team out before we start laughing at them.
Okay.
Because it's going to affect their performance on the field. You know, you got to be good coaches. You got to be good GMs out here. You got to build team morale. This stuff really means stuff in fantasy football. Role players.
I'm going to need some alcohol for this season. I can tell already. All right. We'll dab a little bit in baseball as we head up toward the top of the hour because we've got a tie in the NL East. And while the Yankees were rained out, they, like the Mets, are still scuffling. Some things don't change even when I go on vacation. Wherefore art thou, are you, Yankees offense? It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After...
Looking for stories about the Black community and you don't want to wait until, February? Then check out Beyond Black History Month, the podcast that tells inclusive stories year-round. Like how today's labor movement is connected to the civil rights movement and why Black neighborhoods keep getting hit with water crisis after water crisis.
We're still being charged for water that we can't use.
Listen and subscribe to Beyond Black History Month on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts from. Looking for stories about the Black community and you don't want to wait until, February? Then check out Beyond Black History Month, the podcast that tells inclusive stories year-round. like how today's labor movement is connected to the civil rights movement, and why Black neighborhoods keep getting hit with water crisis after water crisis.
We're still being charged for water that we can't use.
Listen and subscribe to Beyond Black History Month on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts from. Looking for stories about the Black community and you don't want to wait until, oh, I don't know, February? Then check out Beyond Black History Month, the podcast that tells inclusive stories year-round. Like how today's labor movement is connected to the civil rights movement, and why Black neighborhoods keep getting hit with water crisis after water crisis.
We're still being charged for water that we can't use.
Listen and subscribe to Beyond Black History Month on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Hours podcast.
Pitch. High drive to right field. Watch this cruise missile out of here. Oh! Headed toward the river. Line drive. O'Neill Cruz. Headed toward the Allegheny. That's number 13. 8-2 Pirates.
Two on, two out of the ninth. First pitch. Swinging a grounded a short right at Cruz. He'll take it to second. Force play and the ball game is over. The Pittsburgh Pirates have handed the Mets their third consecutive loss, all by six runs to last place teams.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Howie Rose doesn't pull punches. He tells it like it is for the scuffling. I won't call them struggling. The scuffling New York Mets. They have not had a four-game losing skid all season. It's one reason why they held sole possession of first place in the NL East for 147 days, but it is not the case any longer. On this Wednesday morning, the Atlanta Braves, the World Series champions, who didn't get great pitching themselves, but managed to club the Oakland A's in the Coliseum in Matt Olson's return to the Bay Area. They have now pulled into a tie with the team they've been chasing since mid-April. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Thanks so much for hanging out with us. If it's your Wednesday morning, ouch, but good morning to you. We're glad to keep you company. Free battery testing, free battery charging, and replacement batteries that fit your needs. That's what makes AutoZone America's number one battery destination. Get in the zone. AutoZone, at the top of the hour, Sue Bird is riding off into a green and gold sunset as she finally calls it quits on her legendary career that may never be matched. And the two sporting events that I did pay attention to while I was gone. Thank you for all your kind words about vacation, about selfies with mom. I appreciate it. I'll try to go back and respond to some of those as well as your questions that we didn't get to on Ask Amy Anything. Our phone number, 855-212-4227. But before we move on from the New York Mets, you also hear Pirates radio there. And the rookie shortstop, O'Neill Cruz, as Jay pointed out to me on Tuesday, is 6'7". So he is the same height as Aaron Judge, but he's playing shortstop. And then you see him smash a home run in the eighth inning, one of his three hits, and you realize the man is a giant as he's rounding the bases, but he's also been a giant for the Pirates in his rookie season.
Continuing to learn and grow and swing at the right pitches. You know, it's something that we've continued to talk about. And I think we've seen when he swung at the right pitches, he hits the ball hard. And we just have to continue to focus on that.
Well, the Pirates got in their knocks against the Mets pitching, including starter Taijuan Walker, who is now 10-4, does the double-figure wins, and is big part of why they remain in first place, despite not having Max Scherzer, despite not having Jacob deGrom for a stretch. He allows four runs on six hits in the five innings that he's pitched, or that he pitched, excuse me, before giving up to the bullpen, and just didn't get a whole lot of help from the offense. And that's the issue right now, is that the Mets, even as they've been facing these last place teams, have dropped three games in a row with only a combined four runs. It's highly unlikely that you win games when you do not score runs. Wait, what? I know, it's rocket science right there. Four runs over three consecutive games. When I say those words out loud, it feels like I'm talking about the Yankees. Both the Mets and the Yankees have been in first place for the majority of the season, and both teams right now, offensively, are in a black hole. Where are you, and what have you done with the Mets and the Yankees' offense?
Yikes!
Exactly. Meanwhile, Atlanta, who gets horrid pitching, even from Kyle Wright, who gave up 8 runs last night in Oakland, Atlanta scores 10 runs on 13 hits. They've got offense for days. Maybe the Mets can borrow some? No, that's sacrilegious. Jay just made a face. So the Mets and the Braves are now tied atop the NL East. And Buck Showalter, he sounds a lot like Aaron Boone over the past couple of months.
It catches your attention because they've been so good for so long, over 100 and some odd games. And so you always tip your hat to the opposition. But our guys are frustrated right now because they know they're capable of better.
It's a long season. It's September. You know, teams go through these stretches, and, you know, obviously we don't want to do it, but it's part of the game. We know what we have to do. We're a good team. We've been a good team all year. So we'll snap out of this funk, and when we do, we'll get on a little roll and, keep playing good baseball.
So Taijuan Walker and Buck Martinez. Oops. Of all the dumb things I've said tonight in the show, that may be the worst. Buck Showalter. I mean, the perfect show was over, 2 seconds in, because I'm trying to get back in the saddle here, but not Buck Martinez, Buck Showalter. The two of them not overly concerned. It is still a tie, and they have held the lead for a long time, and it's okay for teams to face adversity. That's how you get ready to win a championship. You gotta face adversity. The Atlanta Braves did it last year too, because they had to track down the Mets, who led the East for most of the 2021 campaign. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Brian Snitker, like Buck Showalter, has the long perspective, right? So we're talking about seeing big picture and not getting too high or too low over every day in the baseball season.
They've been through a lot. These guys at a young age have been through a whole lot. And they know, I think it's just, I think as long as we've proved that, as long as we got strike left, we got a chance. So, I like the way they kind of just kept keeping even keel and going about their business. And to do that, and it's, testament to that group in there. I mean, it's all about them and how they just kind of keep everything even keel and do their job. They prepare, they're consistent in their work, and they play the game to win. And so that's good.
I like both these managers. They both bring great wisdom and perspective. And, of course, baseball was thrilled when Brian Snitker finally was able to celebrate a championship not quite a year ago this time. We had a lot of walk-offs, actually. Can we just, throw them out there? While we're talking NL East, the Phillies were doing damage again.
The kick. Here's the pitch. Swung on, line to right. That'll be a base hit. Harper coming into third base. He's rounding. Garcia with a throw from right, and it is not in time. Game over. Harper slides safely on the single by Segura, and the Phillies win it. Another walk-off against the Fish. 3-2 the final.
Here's that 3-2 pitch. And driven to left field and deep. This one is long gone. It hit the concourse. It's a 3-run home run. It's a walk-off for Randall Grichuk. 10-7, the Rockies win it in 10 innings.
Here's the pitch, and there's the bunt. It's pushed on the first base side, and the ball game is over. The throw's late to the plate, and Sierra ends up winning the ball game right there. He dropped that one down on the first base side. Angels come away with a 5-4 victory here in the bottom of the 10th inning, and you can put a halo over this one.
We also got a walk-off for the San Diego Padres, but here's my question, Jay. This is like your edition of rapid fire. Would you rather hit a walk-off home run or at least get a ball into the outfield to drive home the game winners in the bottom of the 9th or 10th, or a walk-off bunt?
I got to go with the bunt because, I don't know, it seems pretty badass to me. If you're dropping a bunt down for a walk-off, it's so unheard of. Where,
especially since bunting is a lost art now.
Exactly.
It's totally a lost art. So, yes, the Angels walk off with a bunt in the bottom of the ninth. Terry Smith on Angels radio. You also heard Rockies radio and Scott Fransky on Phillies radio. There is a lot still up in the air in the baseball season. A lot yet to be decided, which is exactly how we like it. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio.
Looking for stories about the Black community and you don't want to wait until, oh, I don't know, February? Then check out Beyond Black History Month, the podcast that tells inclusive stories year-round. Like how today's labor movement is connected to the civil rights movement and why Black neighborhoods keep getting hit with water crisis after water crisis.
We're still being charged for water that we can't use.
Listen and subscribe to Beyond Black History Month on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts from. Looking for stories about the Black community and you don't want to wait until, oh, I don't know, February? Then check out Beyond Black History Month, the podcast that tells inclusive stories year-round. Like how today's labor movement is connected to the civil rights movement and why Black neighborhoods keep getting hit with water crisis after water crisis.
We're still being charged for water that we can't use.
Listen and subscribe to Beyond Black History Month on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts from. Looking for stories about the Black community and you don't want to wait until, oh, I don't know, February? Then check out Beyond Black History Month, the podcast that tells inclusive stories year-round. Like how today's labor movement is connected to the civil rights movement and why Black neighborhoods keep getting hit with water crisis after water crisis.
We're still being charged for water that we can't use.
Listen and subscribe to Beyond Black History Month on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts from.